Today is Thursday, July 25th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Wine and Cheese Day. It's also National Hire a Veteran Day, National Merry-Go-Round Day, National Hot Fudge Sunday Day, and National Refreshment Day. There were quite a few food items. Wine and cheese. Who doesn't like some wine and cheese? I'm not a big fan of the stinky cheeses, like blue cheese and stuff like that. Maybe as I get older, I will like that because I think your tastes change as you get older. And like I've mentioned before, some things have changed. I like vanilla ice cream now, and I used to only like chocolate. And there are other things, but I can't think of them right now. I'm starting to eat seafood. I wouldn't say that I would order seafood, but I am starting to, when presented with chef's tables and other things. I mean, and like I said, I enjoyed the caviar that I had at the Michelin star restaurant that we ate at in London. So the 2 Michelin star. It's just a salty, it doesn't taste fishy at all, or at least it did not taste fishy at all, the one that I had. I enjoyed it. So times are a-changing, that's for sure. All right, well, we have some more contact, but I'm gonna save it because we had a contact show yesterday. And so first I'm gonna start out with just a couple of news stories that I found that are kind of silly or crazy. We'll see. A Florida sheriff's office is reminding residents not to approach bears after onlookers were seen trying to snap selfies with a, quote, depressed bear at the side of the highway. The Walton County Sheriff's Office said on social media the bear was spotted last week on the north side of Highway 98 in Santa Rosa Beach. Famous last words, if not friend, my friend shaped. What? Famous last words, if not friend, why friend shaped? The post said. Whatever. Because this black bear is stressed, depressed, lemon zest. Is this the way Gen Z's talk now? I don't get it. Because this black bear is stressed, depressed, lemon zest. What? What the hell? What is lemon zest? Other than it rhymes, what does lemon zest have to do with depressed? I don't know. He is kind of sitting there. He's sitting next to a pole. And he does look kind of depressed, honestly. But anyway, the sheriff's office said members of the public we're seen getting dangerously close. I'm a little sleepy to the bear to take selfies. Everyone has to take a selfie nowadays. Even I do it. Mark and I, when we're on vacation, we're all about the selfies. And people want to offer to take your photo. But a lot of times we don't want people to take our photo because if they take our photo, then they're going to ask if we will take their photo. I am not a good photographer, as I'm told by my partner over and over and over again. So he has to give me very specific instructions when he wants me to take a photo of him. He has to hold the phone. The thing that he does now is he will make me pose and he will take a photo and then he'll say, I want the picture to be framed exactly like you are framed in this photo. But the other thing he'll do is he will stand there, frame it, and I will just grab the phone and leave it exactly where it is. Bottom line, we do take selfies. It is a preference of ours, for sure. Lastly, we have one more story. It's an animal story day. It's an animal story day. A commuter train near London was briefly delayed when a tortoise was caught trespassing on the tracks. But the animal quickly became a celebrity Aboard a train. Network Rail Wessex wrote on social media that a train headed for Bagshot was delayed at the Ascot train station because, quote, there was a trespasser of an unusual nature on the tracks. The rail operator said that the tortoise quickly became a celebrity when he was brought. Okay, they just repeated the same thing. Officials initially made arrangements to take the tortoise to a local veterinarian, but the owner of the animal came forward to be reunited with their pet named Solomon. So they made it sound like on this that, oh, this tortoise was riding a train. And they actually have a photo of the tortoise on the train, like inside the train. But now that I read the story, he was not inside the train at all. He was on the tracks. And they put him in the train to take an Instagram photo. So, I don't know. It's kind of cheating. Well, there you go. So, a depressed bear and a tortoise riding a train. Those are our two stories for today. Again, I'm going to try this. If you guys have any links for any weird news stories that you want me to read on the air, please send them adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You could text me a link, I suppose, if you want to do that, 479-221-9393. So we'll talk a little bit. I think I pretty much covered the weekend, but just to kind of wrap, because I don't remember. I honestly don't remember if I covered the weekend, but just to kind of wrap it up again, Pokemon and Restaurant of the Week. And, we have a good place. I kind of want to take Daniel to it. Although now that I'm saying it's good on this podcast, I will take him there and he will be unimpressed. And it's not fancy. It's not like Michelin star or anything like this. But we have a really close to the house. We still have to drive, but very close. We have a restaurant they have live music there all the time. It's very casual. It's barbecue and burgers. And they're just really good. The burgers are good. They have sliders. They have burgers. They have pulled pork. They have brisket. They have mac and cheese, baked beans, french fries, and all the fixins, basically. Fried pickles. And we went there over the weekend. It's really good. We enjoyed it. The service was not great when we went this last time. We made the mistake, and I don't know if anyone else has ever made this mistake, but when a server comes up and asks you, are you ready to order or do you need another minute, you should order. Because if you say, oh yeah, I need another minute, it is going to be 20 minutes before they come back. They are going to give you so much time. So do whatever you can to order when they come up and don't ask them to come back because they will get busy doing something else and then you'll see. So that happened. We just kept watching the server doing other things and she was clearly not coming back. I think she forgot that we had not ordered because a table that came in after us had their order taken before the server came back. I keep wanting to say waitress, but I feel like I should say server. Before she came back, someone else had already taken the order of the table next to us. And it really bugs me. As you guys know, I'm observing those things, taking names. No gold star for our server. In their defense, she did finally realize that she had forgotten and came over and she did apologize for the long wait. She took our order, and our food did come out before the other tables came out. I don't know if they said, hey, these guys were waiting longer. Put a rush on their food. I'm not really sure, but the food did come out faster, so there is that. And it's just been a work week. I did talk to a director who directs an engineering team, and I said, hey, I just wanted to, I may set up a meeting with you because, and before I could even get it all out, she said, oh, your boss talked to me and she said, you may not be enjoying product management and you may be interested in shadowing someone from my team or, and I said, oh my gosh, because I didn't even mention that director to my boss, but. So I'm going to set up a meeting with her and figure out what opportunities exist. Is it, they do a lot of data science, but they also do actual development work. So I'm just going to find out, what are the projects they're working on? Is there anything that they have a backlog that I could shadow someone and possibly pick up some low priority thing, you know, to just kind of get my feet wet and see if I want to continue along the technical path. And if so, if they like me, I know that director likes me. She complimented me a couple of weeks ago on something, so I know she likes me. It just depends on whether they would be interested in having me as a technical resource. So we'll see. But other than that, it's just been a busy week at work, and that's about it, folks. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.